Tuesday. Sue Cole is here with the book club today on this Tuesday, which is getting very closer to Christmas. Sue is from the Merrihood Bookshop in Townsville. Now, you brought some books in today, including one that I'm really excited about because David Stratton, yes. Who is a film reviewer, of course, as we know from TV, he's brought out a book about his favourite movies.
I know, and I bought this one just for you, Michael.
Thank you.
So it's actually called My Favourite Movies, From a Century of Films and the World's Best Directors. So he looks at, I think there's about 100 odd movies that he's done, starting with Metropolis. Metropolis is the first
one. Of my favourites. Yeah, off to a good start.
Yeah, 1926 or something. He does them in chronological order. And obviously, a lot of them are centred around, you know, the big studios of America, but not all of them. I think the last one's actually a Mexican movie that he mentions, and a few Australian ones in there, and probably maybe two or three pages on each one about his interpretation of it, why he likes it, and
there you go. There's your summer viewing all lined up. So just the
movies, summer and winter,
the movies that David recommends. That's great. And he was a recent guest on Conversations with Sarah Kanowski as well. Really good to have a listen to that chat on the ABC Listen app. The Conversations with David Stratton. My Favorite Movies is the book. Let's move on to our novel today, and this is from one of the heavy hitters when it comes to American literature.
Absolutely.
Jonathan Franzen is back with a new book.
He is, and he is amazing. He is the master of looking intricately at messed up families, basically, is what
he
does.
Basically, yes.
And he is so acerbic and so insightful, and just the way he uses language is quite extraordinary. So this is a story that's set in the Midwest America in the 1970s, and it's called Crossroads. There's an organisation in the book that's called Crossroads, and obviously with the Vietnam War happening, it's a change. There's a big changes that are afoot. And so there's a conservatism versus radicalism and Christianity versus non-Christianity, that sort of thing in the book.
Mm.
So because it's centred around a family of Russ Hildebrandt, who is a pastor with the New Progress Church, I think it is, and his family. So but it's all centred around the actions of one day, really. So, and it's nearly 600 pages. So there's a lot of stuff going on in people's heads. And that's what Jonathan Franzen does so well. He just teases out and just lays through all these kind of secrets and desires and wishes and all sorts of feelings that you wouldn't even know that you had, but he kind of threads them out in this beautiful language. Quite extraordinary.
I know. I remember I read Freedom.
Yes.
You just came away from that book. And I was fascinated with everyone, but I hated everyone in the book too, because he just sort of examined them so intricately.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're not. And I think that's the thing about, and often most interesting characters aren't terribly likable.
Yes, because you know all about them. You end up discovering all their secrets.
Yeah, what makes them so, you know, action-packed, I guess. So,
well, that is a big read for the literature lovers. Crossroads by Jonathan Franzen. We do like some real-life stories as well, and you've got some biographies today.
So I'll bring the first one, which is called Soldiers.
It's just a big book too.
Yeah, subtitle, Great Stories of War and Peace. It's been edited by Max Hastings, who is an incredibly well-regarded, well-renowned military historian who's probably written over about 50 books. So obviously in his research for these books, he's come across some really good stories about a whole range of different soldiers. So he starts off from biblical times, really, right through to the latest contemporary wars.
Wow, a lot of history again.
and just little snippets of things. And so sometimes they are the foot soldiers, sometimes they're the commanders, sometimes they're actually in battle, sometimes they're not, sometimes they're in the kitchen. So just a whole range of different stories of what it's like to be a soldier, to be living that life where a lot doesn't happen, but then when it does happen, it's on the extreme. So just and how people interpret that, different people, different cultures interpret it. So
wow,
quite that fascinating
kind of book to read from the comfort of your own chair when you're not involved in a war yourself.
Exactly. I mean, and how lucky can we be that exactly?
Soldiers is the name of that one, edited by Max Hastings. It's a fairly big read too. And our other biography, tell us about that.
So this is called Nellie by Robert Wainwright. So the subtitle is The Life and Loves of Dame Nellie Melba, who is, of course, Australia's first international music artist of the late 19th century and early 20th century. She had she was born in Melbourne, and she had, and then they moved to Mackay actually when she was a young teenager, and she lived here for a little while. Had a disastrous marriage, and which resulted in one child, and then she decided that she wanted to try her luck overseas. So with a very small savings and no one's blessing, she jumped on a boat and headed off to London and Paris with her son in tow. So it took quite a few years, but she did get there. And she, for over three decades, really, she was the toast of the operatic world. And so she became a dame, actually, which is quite interesting. I thought she was a dame because of her singing contribution, but in actual fact, she was in Australia when the First World War broke out. So she, in the course of a very short amount of time, she raised £100,000 for the war effort. And So that's why she was honoured with the dame.
Did not know that either. Yeah. Wow, okay. Yeah.
When she first was getting her international reviews, it's quite funny because they were just, the Paris ones and the London and the New York were all just beside themselves, thought she was just the most beautiful thing that they'd ever heard and seen, and just everything about her was just extraordinary. Some of the reviews, the Australian papers, they were very scathing, and it's just that whole tall poppy syndrome, even way back then,
Well, didn't she come up with that wonderful line talking about singing for Australian audiences?
Yes.
Sing 'em muck, it's all they understand.
It's all they understand. And if you read some of the reviews, you would be a bit like that after you'd been lauded overseas as the best thing, and then sort of, I think, the one in Mackay said, "We know her as Nellie Armstrong."
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, so yes, it was alive and well back then, and it probably still is.
She was the Kylie Minogue of her day.
Yes. I think she probably was, too.
Loved by the world, given a hard time at home. There we go. Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. And of course, Peach Melba and all the sorts of things that we associate with her. What a life.
Yeah. And I think the thing about this book, too, is that he's written it in such a way it's really quite lively and fast paced and doesn't get bogged down in too much detail.
So, that's exactly what we want, I think. So I do like the sounds of that one. So we'll add that one to the list, absolutely, to read, which is the story of Nellie Melba, just called Nellie, by Robert. I knew I was going to do this. Robert Wainwright.
It is a bit of a mouthful.
Say it very carefully.
Yes.
Now, busy times for you, I'm sure.
Yes.
So,
yes,
hopefully you're getting all those boxes delivered. We were talking about delays earlier in the week with book publishers.
They're saying that hopefully by the end of this week, it might start flowing a bit more smoothly. So, yes, I mean, can you believe we've got empty shelves at this time of year? It's quite extraordinary.
Well, good luck with it all. It's good to be able to talk to you today, and we'll catch up in a fortnight.
Thank you, Michael.